Pada waktu pergantian tahun, saat raja-raja pergi berperang, Yoab memimpin pasukan tentaranya untuk memusnahkan negeri orang Amon.
Dia maju dan mengepung kota Raba, sementara Daud tetap tinggal di Yerusalem.
Yoab mengalahkan kota Raba dan meruntuhkannya.
Chapter 20. And it came to pass that after the year was expired, at the time that kings go out to battle, Joab led forth the power of the army, and wasted the country of the children of Ammon, and came and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried at Jerusalem. And Joab smote Rabbah and destroyed it.
Daud mengambil mahkota dari kepala raja mereka, yang ternyata seberat satu talenta emas dan bertatahkan batu permata yang mahal, dan dikenakan pada kepala Daud.
Dia juga mengangkut banyak sekali jarahan dari kota itu.
David took the crown of their king from off his head and found it to weigh a talent of gold, and there were precious stones in it, and it was set upon David's head, and he brought also exceeding much spoil out of the city.
Ia mengangkut orang-orang yang ada di dalamnya dan memaksa mereka bekerja dengan gergaji, alat-alat potong dari besi dan kapak. Daud melakukan hal itu di semua kota orang Amon. Lalu Daud dan semua tentaranya pulang ke Yerusalem.
And he brought out the people that were in it, and cut them with saws, and with harrows of iron, and with axes. Even so dealt David with all the cities of the children of Ammon, and David and all the people returned to Jerusalem.
Sesudah itu, pertempuran terjadi melawan orang Filistin di Gaza.
Pada waktu itu, Siphai, orang Husak, mengalahkan Siphai, salah satu keturunan raksasa. Sehingga orang-orang Filistin itu berhasil ditaklukkan.
And it came to pass after this that there arose war in Gezer with the Philistines, at which time Shibekai the Hushathite slew Shipei that was of the children of the giant, and they were subdued.
Lalu terjadi lagi pertempuran melawan orang Filistin. Telhaman, anak Yair, membunuh Lahmi, saudara Goliat, orang Gat, yang gagang tombaknya seperti pesat tukang tenun.
And there was war again with the Philistines, and Ethanan, the son of Jair, slew Lamni, the brother of Goliath the Gittite, whose spear staff was like a weaver's beam.
Pertempuran terjadi lagi di Gat.
Di sana, ada seseorang yang bentuk tubuhnya tinggi, dan memiliki 24 jari, 6 jari pada masing-masing tangannya, dan 6 jari pada masing-masing kakinya. Orang ini juga termasuk keturunan raksasa.
And yet again there was war at Gath, where was a man of great stature whose fingers and toes were 24, 6 on each hand and 6 on each foot, and he also was the son of the giant.
Ketika dia mengejek orang Israel, Yonatan, anak Simea, kakak Daud, membunuhnya.
But when he defied Israel, Jonathan the son of Shimea, David's brother, slew him.
Orang-orang ini adalah keturunan raksasa di Gath. Mereka tewas di tangan Daud dan di tangan hamba-hambanya.
These were born unto the giant in Gath, and they fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants.